morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that it? You ain't got nothing to say this morning?
I said good morning.
Well, normally you go into, you know, your little talk and come on now. I mean, I know you miss me and all, you know, why.
What is it? Does everybody know that you're gone?
We'll see. All right. Get the broadcast out.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, RMI family. We are live from Ohio and Albuquerque. You can't tell who's where. You told them, right?
Yeah, while I was doing my daily breath this week, yeah.
Well, amen and amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to take the time to just thank you all for your love, your care, your concern. Amen. We're excited because of what God is doing. I'm thankful for Pastor Michael Bryant. He is out in Ohio taking care of my father while I am doing what I need to do here in New Mexico with my internship. Many of you know that I will be graduating in May. Woo woo! Can't wait. I am working on my Master of Social Work degree. And so my dad, there was an opening for him and he was able to get in. They had planned for him to do knee surgery, but that wasn't going to happen till around May or June, right, Michael?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a spot opened up last week, and he had the surgery on Tuesday. And so Pastor Michael is honoring my parents and my is out there hurting my dad.
don't be trying.
No, he's out there being a caretaker to my family. And so, you know, and that's just so blessed because he's taken on my parents just like they were his parents. And my mom says he's just like a son, but don't get it twisted. I was born in. He married me.
Just because they love me more. Oh, I don't take it personal.
Whatever. He doesn't. And you need to put your logo on. He does not.
My logo's not there? Okay, let me
see. No. So anyway, we want to welcome you all to our awesome broadcast. This is our Sunday morning.
It is on, but it's showing up on yours, but for some reason it's not showing up on mine. Probably because of how the screen is.
Oh, okay. At any rate, we are just thrilled to be on this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yeah. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are so thankful. And just so blessed for the goodness of God this morning. I'm just excited. I don't know about you. I'm excited about what God is doing. I was trying to see how I can send it to my stories. Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
And why don't you go ahead and pray?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to do that. And so today is I looked it up on my wonderful AI assistant, ChatGPT. It's the 7th 77th day of the year. Oh, did I hear an echo?
Nope.
Okay. So it is March 17th, the 77th day of the year. And so.
And it's also the day that the world celebrates St. Patrick's Day.
That's what I knew. I knew. Okay. So yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. What is that all about? That's an Irish holiday, right?
Right, right. About leprechauns and everything.
Whatever.
It is.
Are you sure?
Oh my gosh. If you don't believe me, look it up.
Okay, what? Because we don't have to be, we're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. But it's always good for us to be aware. So I'm looking up, what is St. Patrick's Day? Did you look it up?
No, I was sending out the broadcast.
Okay, so it's celebrated on the 17th, the patron saint of Ireland. Listen to this. This day commemorates the arrival of Christianity in Ireland, as well as celebrating Irish culture and heritage. Although it began as a religious feast day in the 17th century, it has evolved into a variety of festivals across the globe, featuring music, dance, special foods, and a whole lot of green. So it started off as a day to commemorate Christianity in Ireland.
Yep.
Is that interesting or what?
It is. See, there's a lot of things, and this is why we have to be careful, because Jesus said, because of your tradition,
yeah,
you make the word of God of no effect. See, it started out on a path of righteousness.
Yeah.
But because of man's tradition, now you got green beard, everybody painting themselves green.
Yeah.
You're having all these carnal things input to where the spiritual part, where God wanted to spread the gospel. Yep. Okay.
Go ahead. It says this day is marked by public parades, the wearing of green attire or accessories, and the lifting of, because it's Lent. Lenten's restrictions on eating and drinking alcohol, which is why it is particularly associated with the consumption of beer, and especially Irish beer brands.
Okay. So.
So they lift. Yeah.
So now, remember in school, if you didn't wear green on that day, they would pinch you.
Pinch you, yeah.
See? So this is why we have to stay. See, if something starts in God, we have to keep it in Christ, okay?
That's now, good.
Now, listen, there are a lot of things that, and I believe now with all the technology and things like that, we're able to look at the technology. We're able, through the technology, we're able to look at the history and see things real time.
Yeah. You know,
just like now, as the world's getting ready to celebrate this year, Easter for the world happens early. Okay. Happens at the end of the month.
Because it's a leap year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it happens at the end of the month. But Passover, the first feast, the first fall feast of God's calendar, happens in April. Oh. See, so it's totally separated this year. Oh, come on now. See, we have to understand when God is doing something, he says he separates himself from the world. So that way there is no way that we can get it twisted. Okay. And we have to understand that that's what the Lord wants to do. Just like you said, we're in the world, but we're not of it.
That's right.
And that's what makes being a believer, not just someone who only goes to church on Easter and Christmas, or, you know, when something bad happens, or, you know, when these things, then all of a sudden we want to call on God. No, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. Why don't you go ahead and pray?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to open up with some affirmations and confessions. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, we go forth into life wearing beautiful garments of praise and wearing the psalm of victory. Hallelujah. I will not falter. I rise to a high horizon of joy, peace, love, growth, abundance, and prosperity. Praises to God. Praises to the divine in me. Father, your word says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. The Amplified Bible reads, you also will decide and decree a thing, and it will be established upon for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're opening up our mouth and we are declaring and decreeing a thing. And because we are in alignment with your word, we are in alignment with your will, we're in alignment with your purpose, we're in alignment with our giving, we're in alignment with our living, Lord God, that we are walking in the righteousness of Christ, we can declare and decree a thing. And we thank you that it is being established in our life. It is being established. It is being established. And your light, your favor, your light, which is indicative of the favor of God upon our life, your life, Lord God, your favor is shining upon our ways. God, we bless you this morning. We praise you. Come on and magnify him. Come on and give him the glory this morning. Father, we thank you right now. Father God, that we decree and declare that right here and right now, we're feeding our mind only good thoughts, Lord God. Mm-hmm. We won't waste our mind on idle thoughts, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, this morning that we understand that we have the divine power, ability, and equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good that we desire. Father, we thank you this morning that we affirm, that we decree and declare that we are good health. We are happiness. We are love. We are success. We are prosperity. Lord God, we walk in discipline. We walk in total debt freedom. We walk in the wisdom of God. We thank you, Lord God, even as we are about to celebrate this Passover season, as that's coming upon us, Lord God, that you are moving, Lord God, yes. That there is a rebirth, a refreshing, Lord God, yes. That's taking place. Hallelujah, Lord God. Even though we follow, Lord God, the calendar of the Lord, I know that the Gregorian calendar says that this is the third month, right? Mm-hmm. The third month, Lord God. This right. is the third month, Father God, the third month of the quarter of the year. And we thank you, Lord God, that even that you are doing a freshness, you are doing a new thing in this month, in this season. God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God, that truly that this is the year for the greater, for favor and the obedience to new beginnings. New every day we wake up, Lord God, there's a new mercies and new beginnings. God, we love you. We thank you, Lord God, that the God in us is being stirred up. And even as we hear the word, we shall go forth in power. Father, your power and your anointing. God, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. Father, we pray for every partner. We pray for everybody connected to this ministry. Father God, that you are moving in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And once again, we want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Hour of Power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the Word was God. Then he said in verse 12, John chapter 1, verse 12, he said, to as many as received him, the Word, he gave them his power, his dunamis, his ability to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Now, what I want to know is, do you believe on him and his name? Okay, because there's something that we're going to be dealing with today, and it's serious how when we start tapping into certain scriptures that it activates other words, mm-hmm. streams. I would say streams of the Spirit. You know, since we're talking about technology, God right now, the Spirit of the Lord is streaming into the atmosphere and is streaming into the networks and the technology and the systems and the phones and the tablets and the desktops and laptops. The Spirit is streaming glory. And that's why Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do, and greater works than these. Why? Not because we have more power than Jesus, but the technology would allow us to be able to be in two places at one time and stream the Holy Spirit through the technology all around the world at the same time.
That's so powerful. And I don't think we understand, right? And I think sometimes the church, we're behind on mm-hmm. certain things when we should be forefront. But yep. the technology that is at our fingertips, mm-hmm. that's available to us, that's causing that we can share the good news, right? Mm-hmm. We can affirm people. We can build people up through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We can bring that restoration. We can bring people back into alignment with who God says they are. Mm-hmm. And that we can reach so many more people than ever before. And yep. that's totally sounds like God, doesn't it?
See now think about this. God, Jesus, the Word, the Holy Spirit, it took 12 people, right? And one was the devil. And it spread the gospel all around the world without the technology that we have today.
Wow.
Okay. Now, the only difference was it took years, centuries, and generations for it to do it. We can spread the gospel immediately all around the world through the technology at the same time. That's why Jesus said he was already seeing into the Spirit, the works I do, you shall do, but greater. Why?
Wow.
You can be in one place and spread it all around at the same time, in real time. The Spirit, the Word, the gospel, the good news is spreading all around the world through this broadcast in real time.
In real time.
Now listen, God is omniscient. That means he's everywhere at one time. Mm. Through the technology, we can use the omniscience of God to spread it in real time right now. And I want to give a shout out to Pastor Tracy Whaley here. I met him yesterday. He was the one that was cut your hair. I believe you bought one of his books.
Oh, yeah.
And he trimmed my hair and hooked up my beard and everything yesterday, and we was talking, when like-minded people get together, next thing you know, it activates a new beginning.
Yeah.
He started sharing his poetry, and I started sharing with him my music, and I said, okay, we're going to connect, and I'm going to put some music to your poetry, and we're going to defeat the devil through the medium.
Wow.
Okay, all things work together for our good.
Yeah.
See, I knew I was supposed to be in this city at this time of my life.
Good morning,
brother Reggie. See, and everyone type, it is so. See, here's what we're going to find out right now, that because you shared Job, okay, talking about you shall decree a thing and it shall be established.
Job chapter 22, verse 28.
Okay, but the Lord sent me to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 24. And I want you to get that in the Amplified, because Job is the Old Testament or the Old Covenant. Amen, Quinteros, Chet, and Marcy.
Good morning. Amen. God bless you.
Okay. And now I want to share what Paul added on top of what Job declared. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 and 24. He says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Now, I want you to see two particular things right now. That phrase, the profession, okay? That phrase, the profession, is the homologia of God, which means profession, confession, the spoken, okay? The confession, the speaking, okay? Let us hold fast what we speak, the profession of our what? Faith, okay? Which should be based on the word, okay? But then he said he is faithful that promised, okay? Now, I know that we always go, and this is the epangelo of God, which means the announcement, the promise, to profess one's skill, to furnish, to announce that one's about to do or furnish something, okay, to profess. Paul said that the promises of God in him are yes, and in him and amen. That's why we type it is so, because the word amen means it is so, or it means to agree. See, when you understand that when you agree with the word and you proclaim, you preach. See, this is the preaching of the gospel. When you read, it hits you and you begin to confess it or speak it outwardly into the atmosphere, what you believe. Now God gets his super on what you just did. And it goes, come on, I want somebody to get this right now. When you begin to speak what you believe. Okay, come on now. Okay, see, yes, we need to execute or act on what we believe, but the spiritual prophetic power of God is the speaking of the word. Because when he created the heavens and the earth, creation started in the mind of God, but manifestation started in the mouth of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Wish I had somebody today. See, your manifestation is in your mouth. Oh, come on now. Your money is in your mouth. Your healing is in your mouth. Your deliverance is in your mouth. Come on now. Oh, my God, my God. When you begin to speak the promises of God, the devil has no defense against the word. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on.
Amen. I receive it. It is so.
Can you read that scripture? Verse 23 out of the Amplified.
Yes, it says Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let us seize.
What?
Let us seize and hold tightly.
Come on.
The confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. Let us consider, verse 24 says, let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return approaching.
Okay, so now when we understand that the power of faith, okay, is not just the believing what you read or believing what you've heard, but it's the acting upon it. See, when you're speaking the word, you're acting on the word, because you can only speak good, bad, or indifferent what you believe.
That's
okay,
good.
I'm gonna say it again. See, whenever you said, it seems like I'm catching a cold, because you believe that thing and you spoke it, you gave the power through your mouth for it to manifest, okay? And how much you believe causes a quicker or slower manifestation.
So then that's where we really need to get our belief
Mm-hmm.
What do we believe? And mm-hmm. so we can say certain things from our mouth, but what in our core do we really believe?
Mm-hmm.
So this we can say all kinds of things, but what do we really believe? So mm-hmm. then we need to really look at what do I believe? What mm-hmm. what do I want?
That's right.
What do I really want?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So now when we go to Psalms chapter 37, okay, which is what where we've been at for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
When we understand that Psalms 37, now we're going to begin to bring this home, because the devil, remember, the devil can only steal, kill, and destroy what you don't understand. Okay, so when we look at Psalms 37, and we're going to read verse 3, 4, and 5. Okay, look at what it says in verse 3: Trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
And do good. So shall you dwell in the land and shall verily be fed. Then he says, delight yourself in the Lord. See, everything has its proper place. You're in the Lord. See, your trust should be in the Lord. Oh, come on now. Your delight should be in the Lord. Oh, come on. And he shall do what? Now he's giving, because you're in him. And he already see, the Bible says that only God knows what's in your heart, or he doesn't look at the outward or how you act. He looks at your intent of the heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. So now, when you begin, because real faith, real belief begins in the heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so now look at verse 5. Now commit your way unto the Lord, trust in him, and he shall do what? Bring it, the desire, to pass, to manifestation.
And remember, the desire is the proof that it exists.
That's right. So faith, okay, so faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not believed. But when we read Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, see, committing your way, when a man's direction pleases the Lord, he'll even cause his enemies to be at peace. Peace starts with getting the desire, getting it in your heart, believing and trusting, and then acting and speaking what you believe. Now you agree with what God says.
I love, remember we talked about that every desire has a pre-existing glory.
That's
because
right.
Desire is the proof that it exists. So in the Amplified, it reads, trust, rely on, have confidence in the Lord, and do good.
Okay, so your trust is connected to your doing.
Yeah. So trust, rely on, and have confidence in the Lord, and do good.
Mm-hmm.
Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness.
What? Say that again.
Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness.
See?
Wow. So feeding your mind, knowing that God is faithful to do that which he said he is going to do.
See, the putting the food in your mouth is just the beginning of your digestive system.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness. That's still 3. Then verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and the petitions of your heart.
Come on, see.
Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him also, and he will do it. God, there's so much goodness in that.
See, See, we could stay in Psalms 37 all year long and get so much power in him. See, so now, while we're in Psalms.
Sister Michelle says.
Diego, I see it. Hold on just a second. Because what she just said wants to go with this next scripture that's still in Psalms 37.
Well, let me read it.
Well, let me read it first in the King James, and then you read it, okay? It says in verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wickedness devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit. He didn't just say land. He said the earth.
Mm.
Okay. So now go ahead and read what Michelle said.
Michelle says, faith with works, doing as we trust him, even when we don't see it with the natural eyes.
See, and this is where the devil tries to get us outside of God's path. Go ahead.
Can I read it in the Amplified?
Yes.
Verse 7 is really powerful. It says, be still before the Lord. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for him and entrust yourself to him. Don't fret, whine, agonize, because of him who prospers in his way. Because the man who carries out wicked schemes, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and abandon wrath. Don't fret. It leads only to evil. For those who do evil will be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they will inherit the land.
Oh, come on now. So now, since we're right there, see now, remember, we are trying to build the trust. We're trying to get our inward to agree. We're trying to get our spirit and our soul to agree with God's desire. Okay. Yeah. Remember, the desire, delight yourself in the Lord. Okay. Let's go to Psalms 46, verse 10. Since you just opened up this door of being still. Okay. See, sometimes, and I want to share this with everyone. In God's path of purpose, every step is not always a movement. Sometimes a step is just being still and waiting.
Ah.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. The steps of the Lord, or the steps of the righteous, are ordered by the Lord, right? So Psalms 46, look at what it says. Verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. For the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He says, be still and know. Okay. Sometimes your faith is not always a movement. Faith is a knowing God. See, when you know God, see, I want to get to the place like Enoch. The Bible says that Enoch, okay, pleased God. He pleased God. Enoch pleased God. How did he please him? By knowing God. Why? Because every day he walked with God. And next thing you know, he walked off the earth. Okay. What is that a scripture, Psalm 46:10? How does it read in the Amplified?
It says, be still and know, recognize, understand that I am God.
Wow. Now, this word God in the King James is Elohim. Okay. Be still and know that I am Elohim. I'm the Father and I am the Creator.
Wow. So just even in understanding, be still and know, recognize. So that there's using your senses. Right. That's where you use your senses in alignment with God. Mm-hmm. I see you, God. Mm-hmm. I feel you, God. Recognize and understand. You know, I was listening to a tape, and I think Dr. or Reverend Ike was saying, the feeling gets the blessing. So recognizing and understanding, right? That's where, because we are taught oftentimes that our emotions don't matter. But when your emotions are in alignment with God, you can begin to recognize and understand, right? Spiritually and physically, when they're in alignment. God, I recognize your work. I understand. The Bible says that all you're getting, get what? Understanding. Open up your eyes to begin to see. Get all you're getting, get understanding. Know God's ways. Be still and know his ways. Know him. Right?
That's right. So now, since you bringing up this scripture here, let's go here, because because this is all. Now remember, we have to keep the senses in proper order and alignment with God.
Absolutely. See,
it's the spirit first, then it's the natural. And spirit, then the soul, then the natural. Okay.
And what happens when you have it in alignment, God begins to illuminate those emotions. We've been taught that our emotions are bad. But when they're out of alignment with God, then that's where they can lead you astray. Right. But when you have them in alignment with God, right? You know, you can feel the presence of God. I know we have felt the presence of God. We have felt the presence of God. So God gave us those emotions so that we a greater realm of understanding, right? There's something about feeling the presence of God. I feel God. I feel God because I know that he's there, because my spirit is in alignment, right?
Yeah. See, the church had this old song. I feel good. Yes. Good.
That's right.
I feel good, so very good.
Yes.
Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. See those songs. Now, those songs were written. See, they were in spiritual alignment.
Yeah.
Come on now. See, if we understood where these spiritual hymns and psalms came
come
from.
Come on now.
See, you know, we just got done, you know, learning about, you know, Black History Month, you know, and you know, I take the whole month, and even in music, I teach about all the aspects of Black history and music and jazz and all this stuff. But it stems when the slave was not allowed to learn how to read, and when the slave was given the wrong Bible with all the different texts messed up and exalted, and see
the slave
and when
Bible.
They
were,
you know, when see they used to communicate with the songs. Come on now, if the feeling and the emotion was not a big part of God's plan, he would have never put the Psalms in the middle of the Bible.
Yeah.
The Psalms, the thoughts, the emotions of the prophets and David and all of them, the spiritual hymns. Okay. Didn't Paul say, think on these things, spiritual songs and spiritual hymns? See, when you begin to sing, I feel good.
Good.
Come on. I feel good, so very good. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. See, you know, when we think about these songs, you know, when I think about his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think about his goodness and how he set me free, I can dance all night. See these songs. When we begin to sing, confess, come on now, when we know first and we begin to confess, singing is a part of confession when done right.
That's right.
Praise and worship is a part of confession when done in proper alignment with the Spirit of God. See, when we begin, this is why David said, I will praise the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at
all. But then, Then he says, I will praise. Okay. Yeah. He says, Psalm, what is Psalms 150 says? I will pray. You know, oh, see, mm-hmm. Psalms 150. This is the most, one of the most powerful, and this is one of the most repeated Psalms. It says, let everything that have breath
praise
the Lord. See, that's here's right. The key. God allowed for everything he created to be able to praise.
Mm-hmm.
But everything can't worship God.
Ah.
Oh, come on now. See, animals were used in the act of worship. But man can actually worship God when he's in alignment with God. Okay. So when we understand, come on now. Now, Proverbs chapter 4. We were talking about Proverbs chapter 4. And Michelle says, singing is a way we communicate with God, and it can shift the atmosphere. We are worshiping him, and he listens to us. See, when we worship God, see, that act of worship. See, David was so hungry about creating a place of worship between God and man, okay? He believed that worship should be collective. It just shouldn't be on just the priest or just a king or the one who was just anointed for a certain work. He wanted to create a space that the worshiper and the one that we worship could come and join in together. Oh, come on now. Psalms 22 says that God inhabits the praise of his people. See, there's something about when we communicate back to God through praise and worship. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah. There's something about when we communicate back to God. Thank you, Lord. Come on now. Come on now. Oh, we would just say, yes, Lord.
Yeah. Yay, come on now.
Lord. Come on now.
Yeah.
When we just begin to worship and praise, and we are in communication and alignment with the Spirit of God. Now God comes down and gets involved, him and the angels, in our praise and our worship. So Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding.
Yeah.
Don't forget it. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she'll preserve you. Love her, she'll keep you. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get
understanding.
Wisdom and understanding are spirits. Thank you. They're not just words written down. Wisdom is a spirit. Understanding is a spirit. Oh, come on now. Woo, come on now. How does that read up in the Amplified? Are we going somewhere?
What verse?
Just go ahead and read verse 7 for time's sake.
Okay, where are we at again? I'm sorry.
I was doing chapter 4. See, you done got all up in worship and praise. And
no, I was doing something else. Okay, Proverbs. Oh, I was going there and then my computer was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs
4:5-7.
Okay. Really? Hold, please. Okay, Amplified. Proverbs chapter 4, what verse?
5-7.
So get skillful in godly wisdom. Acquire understanding. Listen to this. Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. I'm going to say that again. Get skillful in godly wisdom. Acquire understanding. And this, in brackets, it has what understanding is. So, and understanding, actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. Don't forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Don't turn away from her wisdom, and she will guard and protect you. love her and she will watch over you. Verse 7, you want me to read verse 7?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The beginning of wisdom is get skillful and godly wisdom. It's preeminent. And in all you're acquiring, get understanding. Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation.
Okay, so understanding is the spiritual discernment of God. Okay, I'm going to say it again because it's very key. Understanding is the spiritual discernment from God. Now, this is why the devil is called the prince of darkness. The word darkness in the Greek means ignorance. Okay? The devil can only kill, steal, and destroy that which you don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay? He can only, listen, he can only plague you and torment you in places that you don't understand or you don't have the enlightenment of wisdom and understanding. Okay? This is why when you expose the devil, okay, you're just bringing light to where darkness used to be. This is why God looked at the universe and said, wait a minute. He was no longer satisfied with ignorance in the universe. And he said, let there be light. Because he was already, remember, the mind of God, okay, the spirit of truth is the mind of God. So when you understand that God's vision for the universe was to bring light where there was darkness, was to bring spiritual discernment of what was going on in God's mind in the whole universe.
Well, that goes back to what we were talking about with Job 22, verse 28. You shall decide, in the Amplified, it says, you shall decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you. And the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways.
Amen.
So the enemy wants to keep us in darkness, but when we make the decision in alignment with God, then we begin to speak forth what God is telling us to speak about the thing that we've been desiring, because desire is only the proof that it exists. And desire, with every desire, there's a pre-existing glory. God's light, his favor shines upon our ways.
So that means when God begins to put the desire there, first of all, the desire was already there, but there was no light shining upon it.
Right, because it's the proof that it exists. That desire is the proof that it exists.
So now when God says, now the time and season of this light being turned on is here. Remember, he says, delight in her. Forget her not. Okay. Forsake her not. She shall preserve you. Love her. She will keep you. Okay. When we understand that God is shining the light in our lives right now for obedience to new beginnings, that this is your time and season of favor and the greater. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, to everything there is a time and a season, to every what? To every purpose under the heaven.
Amen? And so then that's where, again, you have to decree. You have to, as it says in, again, Job 22, 28, you will also decide. You've got to decide what is it that you want. What is it that you want? And when you decide what you want, then that's when you begin to do the work. You begin to decree. You begin to open up your mouth and affirm it publicly. God, this is what you said. And then God establishes it. And then he puts his favor, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. But you've got to make a decision. God, what is it you want? Well, what God is saying, what is it you want? What do you desire? Because we are not these robots. We are thinking beings, right? We're thinking beings. God, it says, choose ye this day. Who are you going to serve? What do you want? Many of us don't know what we really want, or we're afraid to proclaim what we want, what we desire.
And so now, how do we get this into our world, our garden, our Eden? How do we bring what's in God's spirit into manifestation? By doing what the word says.
Yeah.
Okay. Now his word says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So when because God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, we must understand that Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Seed time is the planting of seeds, or the investment consistently into God's kingdom. How do we do it? One way is to sow financial seed. When we sow the financial seed into the ministry or into the hand of the priest, now you are activating the manifestation of what you believe by your outward act or actions, okay? The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. This is why Jesus said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give back unto your bosom. So how can we give first? By sowing our 10%, the tithe. The 10th, we learned that Abram gave Melchizedek, he was a king and a priest, he gave him a tenth of the spoil. That's why it was called a tithe, because it was a tenth of everything that he had gotten from fighting the battle to get his family and their possessions and all those that were kidnapped back from the enemy. You can do that through, number one, using the PayPal at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L, right there, going to PayPal. If you would like to go from your account straight into the ministry account by using the Zelle app, then you can use our Gmail, Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L, at gmail.com. The church has a Cash App. You can use the Cash App at the $ Restored M-I, or if you want to make it simple, you can use the website at www.restoredministriesint.org and use the PayPal button right there. Now, here's the key. Sow your seed. You can use the New Beginning seed of 8888 or 18888 or 1,800-8888. Okay, you can also use the 2024 seed, which is the seed that represents the year of obedience to new beginnings, which is the $224 seed or the $2,024 seed. And you can use the PayPal, you can use the Cash App right there. Okay. Now, but if you want to take your giving to a whole nother level, okay, we can also do what's called the Teruma. Now, the funny thing is the Teruma is one of the smallest of the seeds that you can sow financially into God's kingdom. It's considered the 2.5%, or sowing the small seed into the hand of the priest. Now, the priest or the prophet that's in your life, glory, and in Ezekiel chapter 44, 30, it says, the first of all first fruits of all things of every oblation. That word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma. And of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house. Now, here's the key. Even as we were teaching today about the confession of what you believe, when you sow into the hand of the priest, I am Prophet Michael Bryan. I am the priest of this ministry. I am the prophet and the priest that God holds responsible for this ministry. When you sow it directly into my hand by using my Cash App or my Zelle or my PayPal that's right there on your screen, then you are activating the mouth of the prophet. The Bible says that I can decree a thing and God will establish it. Okay, so as you sow your seed, now I will speak that the blessing of the Lord according to Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. I'm not blessing you. God is blessing you by me doing the action of declaring and prophesying over your life. I will decree that the blessing, spirit, soul, body, and financially rest in and on your house. So when you do that today, sow your seed. Get it into the hand of the prophet. Get it into the ground of the ministry. When you do that, you activate what Jesus said in Luke, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. So come on now, get your seed and we're going to sow it. Father, you said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree that as your sons and daughters, high glory, begin to sow their seed, that you are activating the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich in and on their house. Father, I thank you that spirit, soul, and body, and financially, increase, favor, grace, mercy, high glory, debt cancellation. Father, I speak over, hey, glory, Father, I speak over infirmities right now. I declare divine health. You shall prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Father, I come against heart disease. Father, I come against diabetes. I come against cancer. Father, I come against, high glory, skeletal systems and musculatory systems, Lord God. Father, blood, high glory, diseases right now. Father, I come against mental health issues right now. Father, those who've been diagnosed as being bipolar, schizophrenic, depressed, oppressed. Father, I speak peace, that peace be still. Father, I declare and decree, even in their lives, Father, someone is unemployed. Father, I declare favor, favor, favor. Their phone is ringing off the hook for not only employment, but those who want to go from being employed to being the employer. Father, I declare businesses, ministries, foundations, nonprofits are being created, glory, through your mind in their life right now. Father, I agree with what you agree with, that, glory, that they'll never be the same, and they'll always be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now listen, we want to thank everyone for joining us today. Please sow your seed, get it in the ground, confess, give your seed a direction, tell it where you want to go. Amen. And watch what God does in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen. We love you all.
Amen. And we'll see you next week. Be blessed.
Be blessed.